a kind of fence that you might have around your yard, you know, made out of wood, and it might go up like this.
Uh-huh, palings.
Okay. Does palings go up pointed?
Yes, like? Ours were. They were pointed. Or yeah. Like that, you see, but they were pretty that way.
Okay. And what about a kind of fence they might have around the field now with that wire that'll snag you?
That is barbed wire.
Okay. Do you remember any wood fences that went
real?
Like? Okay. You remember those?
Oh, yes. And now that's very fashionable around modern homes, you know,
yeah.
Now.
Okay. When you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes.
That's right.
For the
posts.
Okay. And, do you remember any fence or wall made out of loose rock or stone that you get from the field, maybe?
Well, back then, the farm where we had was, it was smooth lands and all like that, but...
Do you know what I'm talking about, though? You'd have these big stones or rocks, you know, and you just set them down, and not like, you know, granite blocks. It wasn't that regular. It'd just be...
Rocks. You know, plain old rock.
Yeah. Made the fence or a wall.
Well, that is a rock fence, they would call it, but now the pretty stones that I have, it looked like hot lava. We would go over to Sherwood and back over in there and get those beautiful, look like, as I say, hot lava. And
black?
Ma'am, porous. It was a porous rock. They have a lot of it in Florida, those pretty stones. And so many of my stones are that kind of stones that are just gorgeous. And I love rocks. That's just my hobby.
Yeah. Okay. Say, if you had a real nice set of dishes, chances are they'd be made out of...
China, they would.
Okay. Have you ever seen an egg made out of this?
Any what?
An egg?
Well, I've...
Made out of that?
Well, now, I have, different people have made them for me. Arrangement of flowers made of eggshells that are just, you just couldn't imagine anything like that. I've never been very good on doing things like that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about an egg made out of this china.
Oh, no, I don't know a thing about that.
Okay, what did you used to use to carry water in?
From the well,
mm-hmm.
You carried water.
What would you carry then?
Buckets.
Okay, what did you milk into?
Milk buckets we had.
Okay. Can you think of any other words besides bucket?
Pails.
Are they the same thing?
Yes. And we had a cedar bucket. I can remember how pretty that was, that cedar. And then those brass bands around there, how they'd shine, how pretty that old bucket looked. And I'd give anything if I had saved so many things, you know, that we had back in our childhood days.
Did you ever hear the word piggin?
What?
Piggin.
Piggin.
Piggin. For kind of pail.
No, I don't know that I have.
I guess that was either really old-fashioned.
Uh-huh. Well, we had this old cedar churn with the dasher, you know, and I can see that old cedar churn yet, and that farm bell way up on the post. I'd give anything if we had saved things like that that I didn't know to value, like we're doing a cowbell. I don't know what the antiques are. I love antiques. And I'd give anything if I had that old farm bell. I don't remember who we sold it to when we came to town. And I have a cowbell that I used to put on the door that goes out in the breezeway. When that door would shut, that bell would ring, you know. And I just love antiques like that.
Yeah.
I'm an antique lover.
What would you use to carry food to the pigs in?
Well, a slop bucket.
Okay. And what did you use to fry eggs in?
Well, back in those days, an old black skillet, there was nothing more. And right till this good day, I have this, all this waterless cooker stuff and all like that. I'll take